$1 in $2 notes. That's more than double the average amount ordered between 1991 and 2000. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Your escape from conservative lies and deception. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
AIR America Radio News. I'm Emily Hoffman. News brought to you by SEIU Service Employees International Union, the fastest growing union in North America, at SEIU.org. Iraq's appeals court is expected to rule on
this final day of campaigning. Candidates are getting outside help. Illinois Democratic Senator Barack Obama stumping for Tennessee Senate candidate Harold Ford Jr.
All Americans want to see us safe. All Americans want to protect our children. Why can't we have a tough and smart strategy? Not just a strategy to talk stuff and act dumb. Why not?
President Bush, who campaigns in Florida, Arkansas, and Texas today, told a Kansas crowd Democrats are without a policy when it comes to the war in Iraq.
They don't have a plan. Harsh criticism is not a plan for victory, and second-guessing is not a strategy.
Iraq's chief prosecutor says an appeals court is expected to rule by the middle of January on Saddam Hussein's appeal of his guilty verdict and death sentence. The curfew imposed ahead of that verdict has been eased a bit. Iraqis are now allowed to walk the streets and sidewalks. In Mahmoudiya near Baghdad, the celebration continued. Meanwhile, the AP has learned Iraq's three-man presidential council, which includes a Sunni Arab, agreed at least 6 months ago not to block the death penalty for Saddam should it be upheld on appeal. A wind-driven wildfire is threatening parts of Rialto in Southern California. Bill Peters is with the State Department of Forestry.
The immediate threat would be to homes. That's primarily a residential area, golf course.
A three-alarm fire tore through Gatorland, one of Central Florida's oldest attractions, gutting a building, housing offices, and a gift shop, and killing four animals. The AP's Travis Reed reports the park's signature entrance has also been heavily damaged.
The entrance to the park is a big alligator mouth, and that has been completely ruined.
A Gatorland official says it will be months before it will reopen. This is AP Radio News. Tired of jet noise when planes take off and land? U.S. and British researchers are trying to find ways to hush the planes and save fuel. Cambridge professor Ann Dowling says the engines could be moved and covered with soundproofing material.
We've embedded the engines in the airframe, and that's given us space to put lots of absorbent material, so we're absorbing some of the sound energy.
The earliest the quiet planes may fly? 2030. Joe Pa promises he'll be back. Pat Bullen reports Penn State head coach Joe Paterno has had surgery to repair a broken leg and two torn ligaments.
The 79-year-old coach was injured Saturday when two players ran into him during Penn State's 13-3 loss at Wisconsin. The coach then decided to have surgery Sunday at the Mount Nittany Medical Center. The sports communications staff at Penn State is saying that Paterno will coach his Nittany Lions on Saturday when they host Temple. It's not known if Paterno will be on the sidelines or in a coaching box on game day. Pat Bolin, State College.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
I am the captain of the Astral Surveyor, in command of the exploration of alien life discovered on planet ZB-178, Sector 5.
I am the Time Balancer, on assignment in ancient Rome to prevent the assassination of Spartacus and the fall of democracy.
And I am the Goddess of the Sea, enemy of the Meron warlords and ally to mankind.
What's your story?
Find out. By L. Ron Hubbard presents Writers of the Future, Volume 22, and discover 12 original tales by the best new talent in science fiction and fantasy. Available in bookstores or go to writersofthefuture.com.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars on auto insurance when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to start saving today, do I have to wait until my other policy expires?
Nope, that's a myth. Lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know this, but you can switch your auto insurance anytime.
You can switch? auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. No one should pay too much for auto insurance, not a day longer than they have to.
I agree.
That's why thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
So if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just visit Esurance.com. You can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
There's a whole room full of men. Look at that. I said to Garrett, can you turn the mics on from in there? And he did. And I said, all those techies, they're never going to notice the mics are on. And just didn't.
Yes, you are.
See, you can do that here. You can't do that in an old-fashioned radio station. Because then you have to worry. What if one of them says, oh, fuck? We can all say, ah, fuck! I say, elect this man to Congress so he doesn't write any more songs like this. I don't care. I have no standards for this show. You're not bleeding enough for me to notice it from over here, so ignore it.
It's
not squirting from an artery. What the fuck difference does it make already? Do I have an internet connection? No. Can I look at the news? No. There's plenty of white people. I feel like monkeys. That's the, well, the wipe is better. I can give you a band. Oh, there must be
bandages.
But I have bandages. But you're hardly bleeding. God, men are such wussies. Well, the reason I have so much company today is that over the weekend, when the animals come in, I guess. I don't know what goes on here. Nobody, you notice every radio station, any station you listen to, every Monday morning the show starts. What went on here over the weekend? Neil Rogers starts every single Monday morning by saying, what went on here over, well, he's not in his own studio, but, you know, when he was in Miami. So, again?
No, I found the
clip. Oh. See? Well, you knew you had to cut the blood out of it coming from somewhere. There are more sanitary wipes. That sounds terrible. Alcohol wipes in the bottom drawer with the wine. Yes, not only did somebody screw up my internet connection, I think it's wonderful the day before Election Day, I have no internet connection. It'll be even more fun tomorrow. No instant message, no email, no internet connection, no hookup to the phone.
Life is good.
Yeah, I can't live without... Oh, yeah, I'm dying to talk to them. You know me. Maybe Alan Hennessy will give me a call. So now we don't know about the wine. Remember the other day, Friday? There was a carton with six bottles of wine on top of our little credenza. So I said, it must be my wine, but of course I don't like wine. Well, now the carton that the wine was in is gone. And I opened up my drawer, the one that says Lynn, not Jim. And there's two bottles of wine in it. So is that my wine now? And we have such fancy pants people here that he's going, what year is it? What year is it? It looks to me like the kind of wine, you know, that they tell you what week it was. What year is the wine? It's from Missouri. It's nice Missouri wine. It's probably made out of stem cells. Stem cell wine. But I don't like wine. It's not the rosé. I think there's one. Maybe they left it for me. Maybe they unplugged my internet. Obviously, somebody just kicked something or did something or, you know. Yeah, I think it'll be good. I hope it's not hooked up again by tomorrow because I think Election Day with no internet connection. Fabulous. It's great. Wait, it'll happen tomorrow night for the election coverage, which I am going to be on at 11:30 on the phone. And I'm sure Albert, you know, will be so efficient, as he always is, that it will definitely be exactly at 11:30. 11:15. You know, so you can figure you'll hear from me sometime tomorrow night, probably about 3 in the morning when he gets around to it. I want my internet. I can't do a show without the internet. That's our, how did you even do that? That's like shoved in. Didn't we have it shoved in all the way? Oh, God. One of you is knocking the doors down. The other one's bleeding. Only one person here. This is like chaos. Try to do a show in this chaos. This is like George Bush is running this show. There is one thing I have to tell you. If I don't tell you anything else, and at the rate we're going, I probably won't, since I can't look up the polls. And I am going insane. I am forgetting everybody's name. Somebody instant messaged me and said, I hope Steele wins. And I was like too embarrassed to say Steele. S-T-E-E-L-E, Steele. What state? What is that? I, you know, there are too many names to remember. Mackakiewicz, you can remember. Harold Ford Jr., but I can't remember who's running against him. You know, Allen and Webb, that you can remember. That's Mackakiewicz and Webb. But I always get Webb's first name wrong because the guy who does the PR at The Nation magazine is named Mike Webb. So I think the Webb guy running is named Mike. But that's close enough. But the thing I have to tell you is I don't know why I ever... Oh, I know why I went to the New York Times, because there is an article on the Drudge Report, as I recall, since I don't have the internet. Breaking news. Any breaking news I tell you is from like 3 hours ago. And it looks worse because nobody ever changed the clock in here. Oh, that's all right. I don't... Oh, is that a crackberry?
Yeah.
Mm. See, that's why I should have bought one of those goddamn phones. That's all right. I'm sure nothing has happened. We would have heard.
That's true.
We would have heard. You know, if, like, we got attacked again. The Empire State Building has just fallen down. No. Okay. Oh, so there's the story on the Drudge Report. The polls are now showing that the Democrats are going down in the polls. Oh, my God. Oh, look at that. There's CNN on his crackberry. No wonder they call it a crackberry. But that doesn't work in the subway.
No. Not yet.
Yeah, please. First, could they first please get the subways to run? And then after they get the subways to actually function, perhaps then they can worry about getting your crackberry to work in the subway. The print is small. That's what... Oh, God, now I want a BlackBerry. You can make it bigger, I know. Oh, look at that. I have the real internet. Now I don't have to go buy a BlackBerry. Or a Sidekick or a... Thank you. I never thought this would get fixed. And only one of you started to bleed.
Even better.
Oh, cool. They're whispering. You can't hear them. But this is the main thing I want to tell you that has nothing to do with anything. All those columnists that you can't read the New York Times, thank you. Thank you. Now you can take that piece of wood out of the door. Thank you very much. They're very good. They really are. These guys are very good. I could live without having them crawl around me while I'm, you know, doing a show, but they're good. They're pleasant. They're smart. And unlike most people, they know what they're doing. Did you? Oh, all right. Wait, let me get one thought out. All the columnists in the New York Times that we can't read anymore because now you have to pay money to read the New York Times columns, the Frank Rich and Paul Krugman and Bob Herbert and Thomas Friedman and Nicholas, what's his name, the one that they're suing, and Maureen. Right? We can't read them anymore, can we? Guess what? For 6 days starting today, we can read all the columns in the New York Times for free. They're having like a week of free columns. Is that exciting? I'm like a moron. I found it out by accident. I went because Drudge Report had, I'll tell you in a while, they had a story up from the Times, which I will never post because you have to register for the Times, and I don't want you poor little darlings to have to bother. So, when you click on the Times, it says free columns for a week. And... because I guess they don't have very good IT people at the Times. Guess what? You have to go to where it says opinion, and you get the editorials, but then up at the top you click on columnists. So they also have archives. As you scroll down, they have like last week's columns. I don't know how far back they go, but I guess they couldn't figure out how to free... just the brand new columns, so you can actually go back and read some of them from, you know, last week. And maybe the week before. But so you get actually this week free and last week. So I'm sitting there this morning,
reading Paul Krugman. How I miss him. How I miss him. There's some scumbags for not letting you, you know, just read that stuff online. And the columnists, I keep thinking, must hate it because they're read by so many fewer people now. Now they're only read by people who buy the New York Times or people who pay. They must have cut down on their readership tremendously. I would be pissed off. Okay, so for a week you can read all the columnists in the New York Times. I'm thrilled. See, it doesn't take much to make me happy. So the polls are tightening up. That was the story I was reading. The polls are tightening. A week ago, the Democrats in generic polling were ahead by 13, 14 points, and now it's down to 6 or 7. It's been cut in half. And the quote was Rahm Emanuel, who runs the, Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee or House, I don't know. It's like some big shot. He says it's making him very nervous. Well, it's making me nervous that Rahm Emanuel is nervous. That makes me nervous. I don't want Rahm Emanuel to be getting nervous. But luckily, the election is tomorrow. You know when this would really make you nervous? If this happened a week ago. Because in a week, you'd have time for the whole thing to flip. I don't think by tomorrow. Why would it be going up for the Republicans? When was that Kerry thing? Was that just last week? Could that make any difference? That John Kerry thing was like such a bogus, ridiculous thing. Well, I don't know, but oh, good. I sent my boss a nasty email, and I think that he always knows what I'm going to say. I think that I'm predictable, and that bothers me. So he says, you're not predictable. I knew I'd get some type of a response on this, but I wasn't sure what. All right, good. I'm not predictable. I'm happy. So the whole thing can't flip this fast. But I don't know why it would even start to flip. Now, they're saying that this Saddam, this bogus bullcrap verdict, which of course has nothing to do with the election being on Tuesday. We all know that it's just, you know, those coincidences that follow the Republicans like a little dog that you find out by the side of the road and it follows you home. It's just another one of those little coincidences that this Saddam verdict would just happen to come 2 days before the election. And if you look at Talking Points Memo, this is why that's my favorite blog, you will see that they can't release the entire verdict. Now, the whole verdict is not just guilty, we're going to hang you. The whole verdict is actually hundreds of pages, right? Well, guess what? They can't get that out until Thursday. They can't get out the several hundred pages that actually make up the verdict, which I don't know would just make me a little skeptical. Wouldn't it make you a little even more skeptical? That this was done just to happen before the election. Oh no, it's a technical glitch. See, everything now, it's a technical glitch. They really were going to have the whole hundreds of pages yesterday, but they had a technical glitch. So please, Tony Snow, at least the press now asks him. They actually said to him, You're having this verdict come out before the election, right? Deliberately. You were mad. Oh, no. We would never do that. This is an independent court in the democratic country of Iraq. Well, Hannity may believe it. You know, somebody's always there to believe bullcrap like that. Not me. Not me. But does anybody care? Does anybody really care? I thought he was great. I was like all for Sodom. Did you hear like they're reading it? First they wouldn't stand up. And then he's like yelling at them while they're reading. I'm all for him. I think give him back the fucking country. Who's killed more Iraqis? If we really are responsible for 660,000 dead Iraqis since we invaded, I think Bush has killed more Iraqis. You think when Bush is sentenced to die by hanging for being a war criminal, is he going to stand up and yell back? Or is he going to say, call my daddy! Call daddy! Daddy! Get me out of this, daddy! Saddam Hussein at least has a pair of balls on him. And we all know this could not have been. I mean, fair trial. Please. I would make the sound. What kind of a sound does a kangaroo make? What kind of a sound does a kangaroo make? I've seen... What? Boing. They go, oh, get this thing from the fish out of my heart. That's funny. What sound? I've seen kangaroos. They're probably going, stop kicking me in the stomach to the baby in their little pocket there. All right, we better take a break. See, I finally got to Drudge and nothing is happening. Maybe I'll check CNN, which is usually 8 years behind Drudge. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left 146. America, the way it ought to be. On Sirius Left 146.
Start your day inside the Beltway with Bill Press. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West. Then it's Alex Bennett, Tom Hartman, Lynn Samuels, Ed Schultz, and Stephanie Miller.
Real liberal talk radio, Sirius Left 146.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today at 888-329-8390. That's 888-329-8390 for your free consultation. Call now, 888-329-8390.
Tom Hartman.
If you have $550 billion and you divide that by a million, it's 550,000. So if you say that you're going to create 1 million jobs with a $550 billion tax cut, you're saying that you're going to give tax cuts to the tune of $550,000 per job. Now, do you think anybody could get elected on a platform as insane as that?
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Ah, here's Teresa in Florida. Hi, honey.
Hey, Lynn.
So who are you going to be seeing today?
Well, all of my friends are going to see the president, but I, for one, am not.
Well, they probably wouldn't let you in anyway. There's a loyalty oath, isn't there?
I think there is.
So you couldn't get in.
I wanted to tell you that I was on my way to a meeting and basically couldn't get there because they had shut down probably 10 or 15 miles of the route that the president will be coming in on. so I was rerouted around the convention center where he's going to be speaking, and I did see a number of protesters.
Good.
And a large pride bus.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Maybe they were there for Chris, who we understand is probably gay, isn't he?
Well, I wouldn't know. I know that is a rumor. I know someone who says he's very neat, but...
That's the same thing. I hear that Haggard guy was very neat, too.
Yes, and Foley. But anyway, you know, Chris is not, he's going to be a no-show.
I know. I was just telling Garen, he said it was more important to run around the state and be at 7 rallies than it is to just be in the one place where Bush is. And it's in no way a snub.
Right.
But you know who is going to show up? Catherine Harris, because she's like beyond help.
Oh, no. I was just hoping she... Well, maybe it would be good if she did.
No, he is going to campaign for... I just imagine the whole state of Florida today is just people running away from each other. You know, like here, Crist is running away from Bush, and Bush... If he was smart, would run away from Catherine Harris. So you should just have all the politicians running away from each other.
I agree.
I think it's a riot. I know it's very annoying when they go anywhere, presidents, because it really screws up the traffic, something awful.
That's true. I have no idea.
No, but it's anybody. You can't even blame Bush, you know, when if it was Clinton, you know, the same thing happens.
Right.
It's a pain in the ass.
I think it's so funny that Chris is not going to be here. He said he knows that he has this area sewed up because it's so conservative, so he needs to go elsewhere, so good for him.
Yeah, and it's not a snub of the president. Maybe if Bush said he'd take him to a gay bar down in South Beach.
Well, maybe we have those here too, believe it or not.
I know you do. But supposedly he used to hang out with Foley. That's what I keep hearing, is him and Foley used to go like this bars together. That's, I think, where everybody decided he must be gay. Oh, God.
It'll be interesting. Well, okay. Ben, I want to tell you that you are a voice in the wilderness here for me. I got serious primarily because of you.
Oh, well, thank you.
And just love your show.
Thank you. Maybe someday I'll get it together and join you in Florida where I won't be nearly as miserable as I am in New York.
You should come.
I know. Florida or Arizona, that's where I want to live. One or the other.
Well, you'll be very welcome here. There are people that are like-minded.
Oh, I'm sure. Thanks, hon. Bye. Okay, and do I have time for this? Yes, I do. Andy in Florida. See?
Yeah, wouldn't you know, Florida. Here's another Floridian here. We're just hoping they don't steal this damn election from us this time. Let's,
oh, please. It's hard to tell what state they're going to steal each time.
Let me ask you something. I watched over the weekend this HBO piece, Hacking Democracy. Have you seen that?
No, yet? I didn't see it, but I'm sure I know everything in it.
Let me tell you, it scares the hell out of me, because for these people to be able to have manipulated votes as easily as they did, meaning the people that made this piece, I mean, it's just frightening. I mean, no wonder why the polls are getting tighter on the radio there or on the newspaper, because this way the Republicans can go ahead and do their thing again and, you know, possibly do these types of things. It really is alarming, and if it really is true, we're screwed.
Well, of course it's true.
Oh.
But, you know, I was saying to one of these right-wing people I know today, doesn't it strike you as odd, peculiar, that until the year 2000, I mean, obviously, you had people stuffing ballot boxes, you know, in you know, there was always some hanky-panky. But until the year 2000, people pretty much believed in the results of elections.
Exactly.
You know, and you know that there'd be something going on, but you never had this huge, you know, just implosion now where people don't trust anything. This all started with Bush in the year 2000.
Exactly, exactly. And, of course, a lot of it came home to roost here in Florida, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, you were the test cat. Although they tested it before.
sure they did. But I'm talking about the punch cards. I mean, I had never seen anything like that. I can move down from Jersey, and they got these Fakata punch cards, and it was hard for me to understand it.
But the punch cards had worked for how long?
I guess they had it forever here.
But that's exactly my point. Until Bush in 2000,
right,
everything worked. You never had, where did you ever see hysteria like what happened in the year 2000?
Let me tell you, you watch that piece and we'll talk about it again because it was totally...
Okay, well, I'm not going to watch it because I'm pretty sure your phone's breaking up. I'm pretty sure of that, too. That I know everything in it. Believe me, I've been on this for years. I sat once, I remember sitting reading things with it. Me and Alan Hennessy, you know, we would sit together and read stuff on the internet all the time. We did. He's a nice guy. But I think I know, but just stop and think. This is what I try to make these right-wing people do. Isn't it peculiar, okay? Just peculiar that you never had this widespread distrust of the results of elections. Never until the year 2000. Suddenly, an electoral system that had worked in Florida... And what are punch cards? They are mechanical. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here. I went crazy. How long did I have the internet? 5 minutes? Did I love the internet? I love the ones and zeros or whatever the hell it is. More than anybody. But mechanical things are so much more reliable. Because you look at a mechanical thing, you look at a punch card machine, and you can see exactly, you could say, oh, they're not punching all the way through because the little tray, remember one of the problems, if you don't clear the little, when you punch through, it makes little pieces of paper, the little round pieces of paper, and you have to empty the tray every now and then, or it'll punch through. And it's punching into the tray and it has nowhere to go because it's too full of those little holes. Like when you're using a paper puncher. You know, and where all the little extraneous pieces go, gets full, you have to empty it. That was one of the problems in Florida, is that they apparently really didn't empty those little trays often enough. But it's something you look at it and anybody could see how to fix it. Not all this nefarious, underhanded, you know, passing laws that every state has to buy these goddamned electronic voting machines. You know, and then John Fund was on, they had a special Hannity and Combs last night. And I think John Fund is going to start trying to get the poll tax back and literacy tests before 2008. You see, their whole goal in life on the right is to have as few people vote as possible. John Fund thinks it's not the voting machines that are the problem to him. And he's like really a spokesman for the nutcake right. The problem to them is absentee voting, early voting, all the things that are done to make it easier for people to vote, which oddly enough, if you read this in an Associated Press article, it says no matter what they do, they can't get a larger percentage of people to vote. They make it easier and easier. And just remember something. If the trend holds, do you know what percentage of people are going to go vote tomorrow? When they tell you, even when the Democrats, say we sweep everything, okay? Say we get 30 seats in the House and we take the Senate. And we're going to say, look at this, the people have spoken. Remember like they did in 94? Remember 1990? Oh, the people swept the Republic. You know how many people tend to vote in these elections? 40%. And I think in 94 it was 37%, but say 40. So any sweep, right? Any sweep, even when we sweep, if we sweep, when they swept in 94, who swept them in? 20% of the people. A little, you know, you figure a little more than half who voted. 20% of the people swept the Republicans in. And if we win, 20% of the people will have swept us in. So that's like not such a sweep. That really is pathetic. But to the Republicans, the fewer people that vote, the absolute better it is. Because the fewer people that vote, the better they do, because more people are Democrats. If more people voted, we'd always have Democrats in office. So voter suppression is a big thing. Voter suppression is a huge thing for the right. Okay? Just remember that. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Dear Mr. President, are you worried that the country thinks you're full of crap? Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle! Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the fast, easy, and secure way to access your PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com from any other computer, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of it. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access your network. All you need is internet access. GoToMyPC is so easy to set up, you don't have to be a tech whiz to figure it out. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can do from, well, anywhere. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. GoToMyPC. Access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, grab a pen and get ready to write down a toll-free number. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you.
I really like thinking about inventions, but then what?
Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination, plus material of interest to new inventors.
I've done enough thinking. Now, I'm gonna call.
Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-667-1377. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this inventor's information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-667-1377. That's 1-800-667-1377.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
I'm trying to read this article about Big Brother at the drive-thru, but I couldn't read it fast enough. I could read this fast enough, however, because I read this before I left. This is just the perfect example to me of how nothing functions anymore. Now, you can't blame Bush for this. I would like to, but you really can't. But I do. It is just so strange to me that the year 2000, suddenly, nothing, the voting doesn't work. You know, that we're now in, what, the third year where you can't get a flu shot. Somebody finally has an article with it, which incorporates a bunch of information, USA Today, which incorporates a bunch of information. It's not just, you know, each state, because I can't keep posting every article. You know, Raleigh, North Carolina canceled the flu shot clinic. USA Today has facts to get. Suddenly nothing works. Things you could, you would go get your flu shot. Suddenly, that's a big deal. Of course, not to mention that we got attacked. The whole electoral system. I mean, it's like magic. Here comes Bush. Here comes chaos. Hand in hand. You know, and when you think of the fact that what they really wanted to do in Iraq was cause chaos, you have to wonder if it's also accidental here. But this is more just like how stupid people have become. You know the USS Intrepid, the aircraft carrier that has been docked in New York for 24 years. Seems like yesterday. It really does. That big, anybody who's visited New York, I think I was on it once at some event. But if you visit New York, it's a big tourist thing. It's a huge aircraft carrier. You know, it's, patriotic or something. And they are, and it's a museum. They have benefits there, an event. Yeah, it's a big deal, the Intrepid. So they finally decided they have to renovate it. You know, they have to fix it. So they announced they're going to close it for a couple of years. They're going to drag it to New Jersey and, paint it or something. Somebody's brother-in-law probably get paid $96 trillion to paint the Intrepid and whatever they have to do to it. Okay. So New York, New Jersey, right opposite side of the Hudson River. How many years is it that people have been sailing the seas? How many years? I don't know. Columbus managed to discover America in 1492, right? When were Magellan, all those people sailing around? 1400, 1300, they're sailing to China, they're sailing all over. Well, we have to get this fucking boat across the Hudson River, right? Now, aren't there people who study things like the tides? The tides are high, the tides are low, the tides are coming in, the tides are going out. Is this like rocket science? No, it's like tide science. Something that you'd think if people are sailing to China since the 1200s or something, that is not too hard to figure this stuff out, right? Well, they say Monday morning we are going to take this aircraft carrier and we're going to take it across a little river to New Jersey. Guess what? It's stuck in the mud. Because in the year 2006, what with the internet and the electronic voting machines and the crackberries, and the sidekicks, and, information just speeding around the earth faster than anybody can imagine. Some schmuck couldn't figure out that whenever it was that they were trying to take this aircraft carrier across a little river, that it was going to run into mud. It's stuck in the mud now. Tugboats fought to pull it free. And about 10:30 a.m., when it was totally stuck in the mud, the tugboats couldn't pull it out, and the tide went down. They said, "Ay, ay, ay, we better wait until tomorrow." But now it's all stuck in the mud. This is going to be like a disaster. Can you tell already that we are looking at taking this ship across a little river to be painted? Is going to turn into some disaster that will cost somebody God knows how much money? I can't believe this. How hard is it to figure out when you can take a boat in the water? I listen to Michael Savage. He has a boat. He's out in the water all the time. I think he got stuck in the mud once because he made a mistake. It began in after 24 years. I can't believe it's been there 24 years. I'm really amazed. It's like Neely Garrett's whole life. And if you would have asked me, I would have said it's been there maybe 10 years. Maybe. But it's been there an awfully long time. It began inching backwards, but it moved only 15 feet before its giant propellers jammed in the thick mud. The decommissioned warship no longer has engines of her own. We knew it was not going to come out like a cruise ship, said Matt Woods, who should be fired. The Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum's Vice President for Operations. Not doing such a good job, Matt Woods. Six tugboats tried to move it. We moved it 15 feet and she came to a halt. We tried to add more power with another tugboat, but we couldn't wiggle her free, said Jeffrey McAllister, the chief pilot of the tugboat operation. There you go, Jeffrey and Matt. Unemployment line. How can you not know how to do this? If this is like your job. Guess what? I don't think like Columbus's boats had motors. Did they? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's very disappointing. Monday's departure was aimed to take advantage of the yearly high tide so the tugs could pull the 27,000-ton ship out of the slip where it is rested in up to 17 feet of mud. Removal of 600 tons of water from the Intrepid's ballast tanks gave the ship added buoyancy, and dredges removed 15,000 cubic yards of mud to create a channel from dockside to deeper water. Well, I guess not enough. Doesn't this all seem like, if this is your job, then you should be able to do it? This doesn't seem like so difficult. Unbelievable. It's going to take 2 years to refurbish it. Well, it sounds to me like it's going to take 2 years to get it across the river to New Jersey. The pier will be rebuilt. The city is contributing, oh, Jesus, $17 million. The state, $5 million. The federal government, $36 million. Wait a minute. Could we add this up? 36, 38, 43, $60 million to, like, paint a boat that they can't even get it across the... This is what we've got. To me, this is like one of those, like, just iconic things. It just shows you how Western society is just crumbling. It's just crumbling. They can't get a goddamn boat off the dock across the river. Call up Magellan. Call up America's Vespucci. Call up Marco Polo. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
I'm Vinny Politan, and on Court TV Morning, every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Eastern, White Lines Tuesday, we dedicate a whole hour just to issues affecting you on the roadways. What about these cameras that are taking pictures of our cars and trucks? How about that idiot who's text messaging while driving? Should that be illegal? What are they doing out there to catch speeders? What can you do to get out of the ticket? We'll give you the inside stuff. Court TV Morning, it's on Sirius 110 every morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 6 in the Pacific.
Ever wondered what it would be like to be in the middle of all the action? Well, now you can bring that heat right into your room with Fathead. Fathead is a larger-than-life wall graphic that captures your favorite player at full size and speed and puts it right on your wall. At over 6 feet tall and 4 feet wide, it's just too big and real to be in stores. That's why you can only get them at Fathead.com, where you'll find Fatheads of all your favorite players and teams from the NFL, the NBA, college football, and NASCAR. Plus, with team helmets from all the NFL and major college football powerhouses at a super-sized 4x4 feet, Fathead lets everyone know that football season is here, and it's time to put up or shut up. So call 877-FAT-8977 right now, or go to Fathead.com today and show all your buddies that you can back up your smack with Fathead. Officially licensed by the Collegiate Licensing Company, NASCAR, the NBA, the NFL, and Players Inc. Fathead makes an excellent gift, so check out our special season pricing and see what everyone's been talking about. Fathead, go big. Real big.
Stephanie Miller,
left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
They're givers, the Republicans.
They would never want to be a party that, I don't know, wins an election, gay bashing, or anything like that. Peter in D.C. on the Foley scandal. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, honey. Go ahead.
There's a book coming out about Foley. It's quite the page-turner.
Oh. Ah.
Penalty box, rest of the show.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
9 p.m. East, 6 West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146. Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Can I take that too? I'm starting to think if you people leave shit lying around in my studio. Oh, I guess I share it. But they don't know that. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Oh, you're like right there. I scream at everybody waiting for the cell phone.
I'm on a cell phone.
You are?
Yep.
Who's your carrier?
That's Verizon. You said that last time I called, too.
Oh, all right. Yeah, well, because it sounds good. It's starting to actually not sound so good now. So you worked at the Intrepid?
No, I'm probably going to be involved in refurbishing it.
Oh, you're going to be, like, painting it?
Yeah, something like that. I'll probably be involved in painting it, but I'm not 100% sure yet, so I don't want to say too much. I don't know what's going on. But I know the guys McAllister and the guy Matt who's in charge of the whole project, and it's pretty tricky what they're doing because it's been sitting in mud for 24 years. So the ship's not that sturdy. It's really old. They don't want to break anything pulling it out with just pure brute force, and it's not that safe to do it either. Because in all the mud with the tugboat pushing it, if they don't get it on the first try and they try again, there could be like, I guess, reverse suction, and it could like fling back and hit the tugs. So it's not like the safest thing. So
yeah, it may not be, but it's not like, I don't know, it seems to me this is something that people have been doing for hundreds of years.
Oh, not pulling a boat out of 25 feet of mud. That's not something they've been doing for a long time. That's a kind of
just,
new idea.
I don't know.
Sailing, yeah, it's going to take a while.
It doesn't seem like it should be this difficult.
No, but they knew it might not work. They were kind of prepared. They were not 100% sure about how much force to use before breaking it and how much. They knew how much it would take to get it out, but they knew they shouldn't use quite that much to do it because it could damage it. So it was just kind of it was kind of a gray area. And they knew it might not work, and if they don't get it on the first
Why can't they refurbish it? Here's a thought. The boat is sitting there, right? Why can't they do it where it is? Why do they even have to take it anywhere else?
Because they take it out of the water to redo it. They have to take it out of water. They bring it into what's called the dry dock, and they drain the water out of that, and it's propped up so that they can do steel work.
Well, you know what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're going to wreck the whole boat, and probably a few people get killed.
Maybe.
And, then maybe they'll fire those two people.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Okay, well, I hope, I don't know, that you get another job if they ruin this boat.
No, I'll just work on a different boat.
Okay. You like a boat? Wait, is that what you do? You refurbish boats?
Yeah.
That must be a great job.
Yep.
That's like so non-traditional.
Nope.
Very good. I like jobs like that. Thank you, dear.
Take care.
Okay. Well, I don't know. He'll have another job, so it isn't so terrible. They're going to ruin the boat. Art in Georgia.
Hi.
What's
can
up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm just a little upset. Maybe you can steer me in the right way, Lynn. I really don't feel like voting because I feel like my vote doesn't matter. And the reason why I say that is I voted for Al Gore at the time. He got more votes than President Bush, and he doesn't get elected.
Well, all right, but we have the electoral. You have to vote. That's it. You just have to go vote.
I understand that. But
because if you don't vote, your vote certainly isn't going to get counted.
Yeah, but even if it does get counted, it doesn't get counted. I mean, here's a guy that got a lot more votes than President
Bush. Yes, but we have the Electoral College.
I know, but it doesn't work.
Well, it does work. It worked the way, you know, it didn't work because of what they did in Florida. But the fact is, all the elections that are coming up tomorrow are elections where whoever gets the most votes is going to get in office.
Yeah.
And there is no chance that your vote will be counted if you don't put in your vote.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. You see how frustrated I am, though? I mean,
everybody's frustrated. I'm frustrated, too. I'm frustrated that you sound to me like somebody who's called every liberal talk show and said the same fucking thing, because I heard the same call like three times today already. Somebody in Oregon.
Hi, Lynn.
What's up?
Hi, Lynn. I remember in June of 2003, President Bush declared that God spoke to him in a dream and told him it's okay to invade Iraq. And I've been thinking about that recently. You know what? I think President Bush was really listening to the devil, because God doesn't tell you to go out and kill a million people and put your country...
That's right. I agree with you. Absolutely. And sometimes the devil disguises himself. All right, we have another...
Attention, ditto heads. Enter. But enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. Tim McGuire. Polls across the country show some tight races for Senate and House and wide swings in voter preference heading into the balloting tomorrow. The candidates are crisscrossing their states and districts trying to get out the vote. President Bush campaigning in Florida. Joining us live from Pensacola are Mark Smith.
Tim, the rally here is the first of three the president's appearing at today, hoping to bolster GOP candidates for governor. The only problem is, here, that candidate is a no-show. Charlie Crist, who hopes to succeed Bush's brother Jeb as Florida governor, says he's better off elsewhere in the state. Bush strategists are none too pleased. White House advisor Karl Rove asking what event could rival a rally with the president at a jammed Pensacola Civic Center. Tim?
AP's Mark Smith with us live from Pensacola, Florida.
I just want to let you know that next Tuesday's election day.
Party workers manning phones, knocking on doors to get out the voters. When we do get to the ballot box, will there be enough poll workers? Danina Davison with the Election Assistance Commission in Washington says the more the merrier.
We in some areas still need poll workers. So if somebody hears this and is willing to serve as a poll worker, we'd love for them to call their counties.
Davidson says the training takes just a couple of hours. Thousands of members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party could get their jobs back. The Shiite-led government of Iraq making the concession to Saddam's Sunni Muslim supporters just the day after Saddam was sentenced to hang. Seems today was the best shot at moving the USS Intrepid from New York to a repair yard across the Hudson in New Jersey. It made it all of 10 feet before the World War II-era aircraft carrier got stuck fast in the river mud. Bill White heads the Intrepid Museum Foundation.
She is actually now aground, and we have called in various state and federal and vendor contractors to come in and give us an engineering perspective.
A Southern California wildfire threatening as many as 100 homes, San Bernardino County. California Department of Forestry spokesman Bill Peters says the blaze is moving quickly. This is AP Radio News. Cuba's Foreign Minister Felipe Perez Roca says it's not clear if Fidel Castro will be well enough to return to power in December. The 80-year-old Cuban leader had intestinal surgery this past summer. Roca says he doesn't know if Castro will also be well enough to attend an already delayed birthday celebration, which is now scheduled for December 2nd. Lots of cowboy hats, string ties, boots, and best duds tonight in Nashville for the Country Music Association Award. Also in that crowd are John Anthony.
She was storming through the house that day.
George Strait heads up this year's class into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Strait has 53 number one singles. His latest single is Give It Away. Joining Strait in the hall are hitmaker Sonny James and session guitarist Harold Bradley. James hit it big with the song Young Love in 1956. He's the first country music artist to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Bradley has been called the most recorded guitarist in history. John Anthony, Nashville.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Is mom okay? How often does that question run through your mind? If your mom is living alone and not as agile as she used to be, or if she fell, would she be okay? That question may nag you a dozen times every day. Lifeline Medical Alert Service is the answer to that nagging question. Lifeline is there for her and you 24 hours a day, every day. A push of a button and help is on the way. That's why Lifeline is the trusted medical alert service caring for over 500,000 people like your mom every day. Lifeline lets mom live in the home she loves and still have help available 24 hours a day, every day. With just the push of a button. For your free information package, call 800-242-1605. Because your mom or dad deserves Lifeline. and you deserve the peace of mind. Call 800-242-1605 today. That's 800-242-1605. Call Lifeline now.
This is a holiday savings update. If you're looking for a little extra money for the holidays, and who isn't, try looking at your mortgage. Quicken Loans is currently reporting mortgage rates at around 5%. Refinancing now to a rate around 5% will give you more money for the holidays and could put thousands of dollars back in your pocket every year. Plus, as an extra holiday bonus, if you close with Quicken Loans before November 30th, you won't have to make any payments until January 1st, giving you even more money for the holidays. Call 800-970-3522 while rates are still low. Quicken Loans makes it fast, easy, and never has prepayment penalties. Call 800-970-3522 to refinance your mortgage for around 5%. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, APR 7.194%. Call Quicken Loans at 800-970-3522 for your rate around 5%. That's 800-970-3522.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
Oh,
that over? Yes, where he's on the phone and I'm... That's Damien Rice, who I... You know, I must have the weirdest taste in music of anybody that ever lived. Because here I am at a place where I can think of obscure songs and they're in our system. But as far as new music goes, we don't have anything from the new Rod Stewart album. Nothing from Lindsey Buckingham. Who was the other one we were looking for? There was somebody else. We don't have anything. And Damien Rice, who that was, has a new album out, which is called Nine. That one was called Zero. You want to take a bet that his next album is going to be called Eight? We don't have anything from the new Damien Rice. We don't have the new Amber single. What is going on here? And yet I look up Jonathan Richmond, there he is. You know, somebody nobody ever heard of. I don't understand. So I must be into, like, I don't know, very peculiar music. Or music that nobody else here is particularly wild about or something, I don't know, that we don't have a channel for. So anyway, I played something old Damien Rice. Since we don't have new Damien Rice. All right, everybody is running around. Everybody's like crazed. Everybody is crazed, basically. You know, the Saddam verdict comes down. Is that Barack Obama? Oh, Jesus. Barack Obama, he's going to start running for president on Wednesday. Don't you just know it? Don't you just know it that Barack Obama is going to start running for president on Wednesday? Barack, goodbye. Goodbye, not interested. You have no record. You're boring. I don't care how many books you sell. I have no interest in you, Barack Obama. Because Stanley Crouch wrote a great... Because this guy, Barack, is not black. He really isn't, you know. He is not an American black person. His one of his parents is white, and the other one is from Africa. Talk about, like, Oreo. I mean, he's not even an Oreo. I don't even know what the hell he is. And I don't think he's very smart either, to tell you the truth. You know, I don't even want to vote tomorrow. Oh, now everybody's going, she did. We have got the weirdest election in the state of New York. I mean, Garrett's going, you never voted, did you? Did you ever vote? Oh, you have voted? I thought you never bothered. Once. What got you off your ass? It was obviously before they invented the World of Warcraft. Oh, he was 18 and it was Clinton, the first or the second? Second. Yeah, it was the second Clinton election. All right, and they hadn't invented World of Warcraft yet, so you could leave your house on occasion. We've got this weird election. There is absolutely no point on earth in the city to vote. There are places in New York State where it really matters if people go and vote, up where that guy with John Hall, the guy who wrote Still the One, the guy from Orleans where he's running against Sue Kelly. Also up what is in Westchester, that guy John Sweeney, the Republican, who has been in the House forever. And now I forgot her name. I can't remember all these names, but there's a woman, a Democrat woman running against him. And she was like 20 points behind. And I've been sneezing ever since I came back from Arizona. But it's not like a cold, because a cold has, you know, a cold has a certain trajectory. You know, it has certain stages. This is just sneezing all the time. It's very weird. I guess it's allergies. Maybe in 11 days, 10 days, I became allergic to New York and everything in it. I certainly feel that way. So John Sweeney, who had a really nice, safe Republican seat somewhere in New York State, this thing came out about his wife calling 911 and saying he was beating her up. And now the Democrat is like practically pulled even with him. So there are places in New York State where it matters whether you vote. In New York City, except for my the beloved and very well-known state controller, Alan Hennessy, as we all know, it hardly matters. Hillary Clinton is going to get reelected. Although the more votes she gets, the better. You know, like, the bigger the blowout Hillary gets, you just go, nah, 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 nah. Hillary got 92% of the vote. You know, wouldn't that be fabulous? She'll probably get about, I don't know, 67-68%. Easy. Our governor, Elliot Spitzer, who I don't know what I'm going to do when I go to vote. I really don't. I'm not voting for Elliot Spitzer. I don't want him to be the governor. I mean, he's going to be the governor, but not with my help. That nut job Andrew Cuomo is going to be, what the hell is he going to be? The attorney general. So unfair, because he is totally, absolutely, beyond any question of a doubt, 100% not qualified. His qualification is his name. As I've said, Andrew Cuomo is the George W. Bush of the Democrats. An incompetent fuck-up jackass who's got nothing but his father's name. And I think he's a psycho on top of it. But he's going to get elected, so I guess it's important for me to go vote for Jeanine Pirro. And the only important election that we have going on in New York, you know, in the part of New York I live in, is for the state controller. We have the greatest state controller anybody ever had. Alan Hennessy. Alan Hennessy. Didn't you hear? I heard this morning Alan Hennessy is the state controller. His name is actually... Well, I don't want to mislead people. There may be people in New York listening. Alan Hevesy. But, you know, some people are so busy informing themselves about so many other things that, you know, they just don't know what's going on in their own state. You know, because it's hard memorizing every episode of The Family Guy. What can I tell you? So, Alan Hevesy, who has been the state, I don't know, I think he was the city controller. I think first he was this. This is a man born to be a comptroller. He is just so boring. I've met this guy at events, you know, when I actually used to go out and meet people. This guy is the dullest human being you'd ever want to meet. He thinks like discussing actuarial tables is, you know, to him it's like pornography practically. He's somebody, you meet him at a party and you say, oh my God, don't let him come over to me. Because he's going to like back you up against the wall and just bore you to death. He is such a great controller. Remember when the whole stock market was crashing a few years ago? You know, everything was... He saved New York. He really did. He loves doing this. He is fabulous. And he's in a lot of trouble because his wife, I don't even know what she has. I don't remember 1 minute of ever knowing Alan Hevesy. That you didn't hear about a sick wife. She is like multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's. She's some horrible disease. And he has apparently been using state cars and state drivers to drive her around. And several years ago, this came up. And he said, all right, I won't do it anymore. But the woman obviously just can't get anywhere. And Garrett somehow thinks people who work for the state make so much money that he can afford to have a chauffeur all the time. No, he doesn't. They don't make that kind of money. So he kind of ignored it. He keeps having his drivers, you know, drive her around, and now they're, I don't know, he paid the state back first, $80,000, and then $90,000. He's already paid back $170,000. So here is a man that, yes, he is doing something wrong. It is wrong. You know, I'm sure there are a lot of people in New York State who have diseases as bad as her disease, who don't have the option of being driven around in limousines by drivers paid for by the state, you know. They either can't get, and I'm sure he has her driven to the hairdresser or the nail. So, you know, I'm sure it's not all doctor's appointments. But he's not enriching himself. It's like wrong, but it's like not wrong in any way. Now, what is the obvious question? Well, would you feel that way if he was a Republican? Say George Bush had Laura driven. You know something? I like to think that I really wouldn't care even if it was a Republican. Because you look at all these crooks. Look at Randy Duke Cunningham. Right? Look at all these people. They were doing this to enrich themselves. Right? The Enron people, all these companies, all the crooked politicians, they're doing it to buy fancy mansions all over and just to become wealthy. I would like to think that even if somebody was a Republican and what they were doing was just trying to make their poor, sick wife, you know, make her life a little easier, that I would say the same thing, where you would say, yes, it's wrong. I mean, you can't say, Alan Hennessy, it was fine for you to have me pay for your wife to be chauffeured. Because it's wrong. But it would never stop me from voting for him. And if somebody said to me, he's going to keep having you pay to have his wife driven around, I'd say, fine. You know, the guy's added $40 billion of value to the state pension funds. And it's not like he's living in some fabulous mansion somewhere. I don't know. I guess he had to have her chauffeured around so he could stay and do his job. Because I guess he must work in Albany. If he's the state controller. And the poor sick wife is in New York. So what is he supposed to do? What is he? Alan, I'll pay. I'll pay. And he's still 10 points ahead. He was a lot more, he was more ahead. So then what's coming up is they managed to get the state report on his great transgression released before, on Saturday or something. And it says, yes, he absolutely is wrong. And we had to ask him like 3 times to give us the money back. And this came up years ago. And, but we don't think he should be removed from office. But do you know why they can't remove him from office? This is a riot. This is why he should get reelected. Because hopefully they can never make him resign. There is no, in New York State, there is no mechanism to remove the controller. When they made New York State, it didn't cross their mind. So there's like nothing written down about what you do if a controller, what would happen if Alan Hennessy went out and like killed Alex Bennett? Alex Bennett killed by New York State Controller Alan Hennessy, who doesn't like people not knowing his name. Say Alan Hennessy just goes berserk one day. According to the laws of New York State, there's like no way to make him stop being the controller, even if he committed a murder. So the governor would have to like make something up. I can't believe, how do you have an entire state? And like, it doesn't, you can't impeach the controller? No. So, I don't know. I could just see Pataki figuring out a way to get rid of Alan Hevesy before January. Pataki's the kind of gov who would do that. So I guess it's important for me to go out and vote, you know, and show my support for Alan Hevesy, who is certainly, I don't know, it's so weird when people do something wrong, but it's not that wrong. Or it's sort of understandably wrong. Oh, by the way, here's a blast from the past. You want a great blast from the past? Guess who is the new president of Nicaragua? Guess who just got elected the president of Nicaragua? Son of a fucking bitch, Daniel Ortega. There you go, man. Danny boy. Oh, remember him? Remember the Contras? Remember that whole thing back in the 80s with Reagan, with the Contras and everything, and the communists and this horrid Daniel Ortega? And do you know what they attacked him for? You know what the big thing was that the Republicans... Daniel Ortega used to come to the United States to visit. And he didn't get up and... He used to go and buy like 10 pairs of glasses at Lens Crafters or something. And they would say, you see, he's not really a communist. He's not really a communist because he's buying 10 pairs of eyeglasses. I remember them yelling about his glasses. They were so obsessed with him. And I guess maybe he got designer frames. I don't know. So I heard on NPR that actually Daniel Ortega, he's found God and he's become a Christian and he's not the same person he was. He lost office in 1990. So he's back. And guess who didn't want him elected? Bush. Why would you even think it was your business, George? You know, you can run around this country where, you know, some people believe you were elected president and tell people who to vote for, but it's none of your business who is the president of Nicaragua. So last night on Drudge, he goes, well, if Daniel Ortega can come back, then maybe the Democrats can come back. That's good. I like that. Maybe it's a sign. You think it's a sign? That Daniel Ortega came back, so we'll come back. Michelangelo, Signer, let me out you, said to me, well, what's your prediction? And I'm like, I don't even want to make a prediction. I'm afraid to make a prediction. Because I think that if I think we're going to win everything, then we're going to lose. So I'm just not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. And are we even going to know Wednesday? That's the other thing. Oh, my God. We could be sitting here 2 months from now. You realize that. I hope you realize that. I'll tell you more about that when I come back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for straight talk from the heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
When I was 12, I saw the ocean for the first time. And I decided... one day I'll have a house right on the water where my family can get together and...
open a restaurant, a bed and breakfast and dinner type place in Vermont? That's my plan. We'd serve great food and...
teach history. So when I leave the corporate world behind, I'll get a second master's and teach at...
the Great Barrier Reef, Fiji, all the places my wife and I have wanted to see. That's what I've promised myself.
What kind of life do you want to secure for yourself? And how far down that road have you traveled? At John Hancock, we have the investment and insurance products you need to help build, protect, and sustain the future you've always hoped for.
I know I'll do it, because it's my goal.
My plan.
My dream. I promise to myself.
From 401ks, annuities, and college savings, to life insurance, long-term care insurance, and mutual funds, John Hancock is there to help you deliver on your promise. John Hancock. The future is yours.
Alex Bennett.
I do wonder whether we should support the troops. Because by supporting the troops, aren't we supporting the war? You know, I just want to get the troops home. I don't support them. I don't support what they're doing. But I don't support the troops because they're doing the devil's will, you know? So I can't support that, but I can want to bring them home and get them out of harm's way so they don't have to live with the devil anymore.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
There are, between the two political parties, you're going to fall over when I tell you this. You really are. There are, have been hired. And I guess they're going to the states where all the races seem very close. 10,000 lawyers. 10,000 lawyers. Now, I don't know if it's 5 and 5 or 6 and 4 or 7 and 3. I don't know. But there are lawyers from both political parties all over the country. And I don't know, I really don't think, well, I don't like to make predictions. I mean, I do like to make some predictions, but not this. We have no way of knowing if we're going to know by tomorrow night what the hell is going on. You have all these races. If you look at pollster.com, which is my favorite, Real Clear Politics is another one. You look at some of these races, Senate races, House races, governor races, and they're within 3 and 4 points of each other, which statistically means a tie. And more that, you know, Conrad Burns in Montana, Mikakowicz and, I forgot his name already. Webb. Santorum, I think, is picking up against Casey, although that looks pretty much like Santorum is gone. But you get these really close races and these machines that you know, coincidentally, with Bush came total distrust of the voting process that nobody trusts. And you don't think the Republicans, I mean, I've said this already, the Republicans who had no trouble with these machines are suddenly going to have trouble with the electronic voting machines anywhere that they lose. Anywhere that they lose. They're already in Ohio. They went to a judge, and they're starting to count the absentee ballots today because they won't have enough time tomorrow. And they had to go to a judge. Now, I'll tell you one race to keep your eye on. That is the governor's race in Ohio. Because the man, how this is allowed is beyond me. Who stole the election in Ohio in 2004? The commissioner of elections, the secretary of state, Ken Blackwell. He is now running for governor, Ken Blackwell, of Ohio. He's so far behind he couldn't possibly win. But keep your eye on it. How is he allowed to still be in charge of the elections when he's running for governor? Wouldn't you think they'd need a little law in Ohio? Saying, gee, if you're running for like any office, much less a statewide office, maybe you shouldn't be the person in charge of the election. How is that allowed? So keep your eye on that. If you hear Glenn Blackwell got elected the governor of Ohio, you know that some funny business went on. So, I don't know, I keep reminding people, everybody forgets, because I was the only one reporting on it. The governor of Washington State, remember when I kept saying, how many months was it till they could figure out who the governor of Washington State was? What was that, last year or 2 years ago? The guy that went on and they sued, and she sued, and he sued, and he sued, and she sued. You know, and I don't even know. It finally came out that Grigori, if that's how you pronounce it, won. But this could be going on, and with all of these races all over the country. I'm trying to look up Ohio for governor. FGM. Ohio. Last five polls. All right. They were never that close. Okay, now remember that Blackwell, who is black, is in charge of the election. So in the last five polls, I love when they what I like about pollster.com is they average out like the last five polls or the last 10 polls. Blackwell is now down 23 points. Okay, we're now looking at 59 to 36. So if you hear that Ken Blackwell has become the governor of Ohio, then you'll really know something's wrong. See, that's the kind of election where I don't think even with him in charge of it, he can figure out how to steal the election for himself. When you're 23 points down, even Ken Blackwell would be hard-pressed. Since we now know that Bob Taft, the current governor, has a 6% approval rating. But generically, the numbers are going down for the Democrats. They just are. You know, when a generic ballot is where they say, would you vote for a Democrat or a Republican? You know, where it's not specific. They just say, who would you rather see in charge of Congress? Oh, is anybody listening? I meant to ask you this. Is anybody listening getting these robocalls? There seems to be a thing going on around the country where instead of having actual people call you up and say, oh, you really ought to go out and vote for Ken Blackwell, that it's much cheaper to have these automated calls, call people. And there are people around the country who are being driven insane by these automated calls where they're getting, you know, like 2 and 3 and 4 of them a day. And what a lot of them seem to be is calls. This is so typical of the Republicans, who I'm sure will say there's nothing wrong with this. They'll call you up and say, do you know anything about John Hall? We'd like to tell you about John. Now, he's the Democrat, right? We'd like to tell you about John Hall. Now, what happens is, apparently most people hang up on these calls anyway. So you would, like, hang up on the call, right? And they keep calling you back. If you hang up, they keep calling you back. And who would you think a call would be from if it said, what do you know about John Hall? You would think the call is coming from John Hall, right? Now, I don't know that this is happening in his district. I'm just using this as an example. But, of course, the call is really coming from the Republican. So they're making these automated phone calls all over the country in all different districts that sound as though they're from the Democrat. So that's who you get angry at. But they're really all being done by the Republican National Committee. So they're turning people against the Democrats. And I'm sure there's a reason why that's a perfectly good thing to do. But I just haven't spoken to the Republican yet. Here's somebody did get Jennifer in Arkansas.
Hi.
Hi, you got one of those calls?
I did.
Only one?
Yeah, well, I'm a truck driver, so I was only home for a few days.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got the call, and it said, the first question was, do you plan on going out and voting? Of course, I said yes. And the second question was, do you plan to vote Democrat or Republican? And I said Democrat. And the third question was,
are you pro-life?
Oh!
And I said, well, I wanted to say yes, but with, you know, certain, you know, like rape and things like that. And so I said, yes, I'm pro-life. So it says, did you know, it said, Claire McCaskill is the one running in our, in where I'm from, Richard in Missouri. And, she said, did you know that Claire McCaskill is, for abortion at, you know, at any time for any reason, and that she was for, farming embryos and all this other stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And this is all, and see, I'd hang up because you're like talking to a machine.
Yes, it's like an automatic thing. It's like,
yeah, these are like push polling, you know, those things where they say, what would you say if you knew that John McCain had a black child?
Yeah.
That was something Bush did to McCain in 2000.
Yeah.
You know, they had all these, the push polls where they kept saying, what would you think if you knew? And of course, McCain does have a black child who he adopted. You know, but they try to make it say, you know what they try to make it sound like.
I think it was kind of funny because I've pretty much in the past been Republican up until, you know, the past few years. And, of course, I crossed over to this side.
You and, came into the light.
Yes, I did. And I thought that they were probably calling my house knowing that, you know, I had, you know, I was going
to vote. Oh, and they were trying to win you back.
Right, I guess. I don't know, but... I just thought it was funny. Those were probably not the answers they wanted, but...
It's just... luckily, in New York State, we're not getting any of those. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we know who's going to win. We don't have any... Where I am, there are no real races. You know, it's like I can tell you everybody who's going to win.
Yeah.
You know, so there's nothing competitive going on. It's only where it's competitive. Thanks, honey.
Okay, thank
Good
you.
Luck. Bye. Okay, we better take a break. And then, see? I should have asked about computerized calls before. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Tired of hearing liberals are wimpy? We'll show those blustering blowhards. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called...
Joel Clark.
One of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that different. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-335-7600. That's 1-800-335-7600. Or go to selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
All your critical information is on your Office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle! Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the fast, easy, and secure way to access your PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com from any other computer, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of it. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access your network. All you need is internet access. GoToMyPC is so easy to set up, you don't have to be a tech whiz to figure it out. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can do from, well, anywhere. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. GoToMyPC, access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Oh, I didn't go to see Borat. It's a movie. It'll be there. I don't need to sit with so many people. It's, I know Alex mentioned this. But it's amazing. It was the number one grossing movie. You say, all right, every week something is. But the other two new movies, what is it, Flushed Away was that one, and Santa Claus 3, were in over 3,000 theaters apiece. And Borat was in 800 and something. I mean, so it was in one quarter of the theaters. And yet it made more money. And I'm like, I've been convinced now, enough people I know went to see Borat that I can sit through it. Because my thing is that 10 minutes of him is enough. But people more antsy than I am sat through the whole 82 minutes. But I'm not going. There's too many people. There's too many people. Maybe I should go tomorrow after work. Because there's certainly not going to be any leaking exit polls. Jesus. This, you know, the whole news media just accommodates itself to the Drudge Report. Drudge, one of the things he's famous for is people were always leaking him the exit polls. Always. I don't know. Was it last time, too? But everybody knew you could go on the Drudge Report. He'd have all the exit polls, you know, years before everybody else had them. So do you know what they're all doing tomorrow? They are taking, each news organization is taking two reporters. They're putting them in some locked, secure, underground room, taking away their cell phones, their Blackberries. They're putting them in, like, sensory deprivation chambers until 5 o'clock in the afternoon when they all get to arise again, just basically to stop anybody on the Internet from publishing the exit polls. So nothing's going to happen until 5 o'clock. Let me tell you. Jamie in North Carolina.
Hey, Lynn, I got one of those calls yesterday, and I wasn't home. But you know what it was able to do?
What?
It was able to actually make on my phone service, because I get phone service through Sprint down, mm-hmm. down here. It was able to make its own message urgent, so it threw that message up in front of everything else in queue so that I listened to that first. Can you believe that?
Yep. Technology can do anything.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, I got as far as, do you care about your family? And then I figured it was...
Oh, yeah, these are all the worst.
Yeah. And down here, it's like, you know, being in the South, it's all, you know, very religious.
Who were these for? Yeah, very religious, like Haggard, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea who it was for.
No, I never had gay sex and I never took meth. Well, I might have bought meth, but I threw it out, but it was only a massage. Oh, my God, I'm a fag! Yeah.
Heaven forbid. Hey, babe, wait, make sure you watch Heroes tonight. It's a great show.
Well, I don't know. Thank you. Boston Legal is not on tomorrow. Do you know those sons of bitches at ABC actually think this fucking election is more important than Boston Legal? Really? Rick in New Jersey.
Rick. How are you, Lynn?
Okay.
I'm a new time listener. I just got my Sirius radio and I just picked up the Talk Left channel. I've been listening to it all day.
Congratulations.
A couple of things I wanted to say to you. Number one, I think that it ought to be required listening for all of us liberals, and I am a liberal, to listen to the Rush Limbaugh show, to listen to the Hannity show, because unfortunately for them, as much as it energizes their base, it energizes our base also against them.
That's true.
And I must tell you, every time I listen to him, because he is an entertainer of sorts, but there is not a program that he has ever that has not infuriated me with the arrogance and the know-it-all attitude that they seem to have. And it just energizes me as a liberal Democrat to get out there and vote and elect our people for sure. Secondly, I just called in for this reason. I switch now between your show, Talk Left Radio, and Rush Limbaugh. And would you believe no more than 5 minutes ago, Rush Limbaugh is now talking about Democrats calling up their people at 2:30 in the morning and holding them on for 3 hours. So they must have some spies listening to Talk Left. They're looking to defuse.
Holding them on for three. How do you make somebody stay on the phone for 3 hours in the middle of the night?
I don't know. But I think it's a shame that the political climate we live in, it's a shame that even the left, and I am a liberal-minded person, but there doesn't seem to be a conservative that we like, and there doesn't seem to be a liberal that they like, and this partisan politics is really going to get our country nowhere. And it's a shame, a downright shame, and I can totally understand the frustration in our country with this biased type reporting, and that's all.
Oh, and you live in a state where, you know, all the ads from New Jersey are on New York television. Those ads for Menendez and Tom Kane are the most vicious ads I have ever seen. You want to elect a crook? Here's the tape of Bob Menendez, you know, talking to the mafia. I don't know what the hell that tape is.
Well, I hope it backfires on all of those, whether it be our side or their side, who run negative ads.
Well, Menendez's ad is I kind of like it. It says, George W. Bush has his eye on Kane Jr. You want to give George W. Bush what he wants?
Well, we've got the House. I know we do. And hopefully we'll be able to pick up the Senate. But there's a new day coming, and the liberals are going to be back. And I predict that's going to happen Wednesday morning. We're all going to get
okay. I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong, because I think it could be months till we know. Oh, but those there. Do you want to give... See, anything against Bush, I kind of like. Tina, oh, South Dakota. Are you the... Is it South Dakota or North Dakota with the abortion thing?
South Dakota.
Oh, my God. You must be really getting some calls.
That's what I'm calling. It is horrible. And being a liberal in South Dakota is a tough road to hoe anyhow. But they call and ask if you're pro-life, pro-choice. And if you say pro-choice, they give you this asinine message, you know, that you're a baby killer and all this other stuff.
Do they say that?
Yeah, they don't go straight out and say it, but they, you know, they say it put it a little nicer, but... And at the phone...
How many have you gotten? Now, the thing people seem to be complaining about is they're getting so many of these computerized calls, they're going nuts.
They're all computerized, so you can't even chew the person out. And I bet I got 10 phone calls on a Sunday yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And I would think that these people should be out at church if they're so concerned, but...
Well, no, but they're computerized.
Yeah, I know.
And you know why they're all computerized now? Instead of making... See, to me, if somebody's going to call up and try to talk you into something, you'd want maybe like some human contact, you know, some real person. But of course, these computerized calls are very, very cheap.
Yeah.
It's very cheap to do this. But you think, what happened to that old idea where people were so into the idea that they would volunteer, you know, to make phone calls like this?
Nobody is calling. I mean, not a single person. Oh. I haven't gotten one single pro-choice phone call.
You know? Well, how does it look? What is the polling on that? Is this abortion ban supposed to... It's not going to pass, is it?
It's hard to say. If it doesn't, it's going to be really close. I live in one of the most conservative parts of the state, so it's really hard for me. If the area I lived in was voting only, it would be a landslide victory, but hopefully...
And you know what's going to happen, whether it passes or not. Every state is going to try to do this now.
I know. We just really, really hope it doesn't pass.
Even it doesn't matter which way it goes. People see now that they can try to, you know, do this state by state.
Yeah. And most of the people in the state don't understand that it's not going to, they think if it passes, that's the way it's going to be. They don't understand it has to go through Supreme Court and all that.
Well, and people don't understand that people are always going to have abortions. You know, that's another thing. Oh, we'll make it illegal and nobody will do it. Oh, okay, because nobody under 18 ever had a drink.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you'll just have more women dying when they have an abortion, which I guess to these people probably isn't a bad thing. I don't know.
Probably not.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
Bye. If I got 10 computerized phone calls on a Sunday, I probably would have unplugged my phone. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
Hi, this is Martha Stewart on Sirius Channel 112, the Martha Stewart Living Channel. Some of my favorite things about the channel, well, of course, the Whatever Girls. And I also love listening to Andrew and Margaret talk about gardening. And I get the best advice on homegrown. And you can learn lots about food by listening to Lucinda Scala-Quinn's show, Eat Drink. I also love to listen to our pet programming because I'm a pet lover and I need advice on a daily basis. And I can be sure to find it right here on Sirius Channel 112, Martha Stewart Living Radio.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-3387. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-3387. That's 1-800-771-3387.
Ejection, as in
you're out!
And don't let the door hit you on the way out. With the GOP poised to be sent home packing, Sirius Left presents Ejection 2006. Live election night coverage featuring Alex Bennett and the rest of the gang from your liberal talk station. Lynn Samuels, Bill Press, Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller, and more. Plus, lots of suspense, thrills, excitement, and Ejection. 9 p.m. East, 6 West, election night on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
The Joe Lieberman ads. Those are the worst. Ann in Worcester.
Hi, Lynn.
What's up?
I just want to tell you about the governor's race here in Massachusetts. It's gotten very Willie Horton-ish. I don't know if you've read anything about it down there, but, you know, we have Deval Patrick, who is thankfully in the lead.
Is that the black rich guy?
Yeah.
That's my mother likes him.
Yes, he's good. And, he's running against this Curry Healy, who is just your typical Republican. She had 4 years, for being lieutenant governor. And
is she the one who was having the state pay for her babysitters or something?
The other lieutenant governor.
Oh, okay.
For her. But, it's really nasty. They're running commercials of women walking alone in parking lots, and the usual stuff. And it's all.
And Deval Patrick is stalking them, right? There's a black man following you.
Well, yeah, that's what they're insinuating. Of course, they're denying it, but that's what the hint is, you know? But I just want to say to all those people who are going to vote tomorrow, just remember one thing. It's like my father used to tell me when I was a little girl, Republicans never did anything for the ordinary working man. Voting for a Republican is really just shooting yourself in the foot. They have never done anything to help the person who just, worked for a living.
That's true.
And the Democrats are always there. They may not be perfect, and, there's not every Democrat is perfect, but at least they're for us, for you and me, anybody who has to sweat for a living.
Okay, well, I don't sweat for a living.
Well, you sweat mentally,
That's true.
So, just keep that in mind.
I agree with you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I love when they use it. It's like those Harold Ford ads with that half-naked sexy girl. Hey, give me a call, Harold. And they go, oh, my God, that black man is going to have sex with that white girl. Oh, my God, and his thing is bigger than mine. I better vote for whoever the hell is running against Harold Ford. All these names totally escaping me. I can't remember so many names. Abby in South Dakota.
Hi, good afternoon, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. I'm glad to hear there was another person from South Dakota who's a liberal.
Yeah, well, maybe you ought to find each other.
Oh,
you,
we should.
You
we
could
should.
Just probably stand outside your house and get, and say hello.
I could stand up my side outside of my house, be naked, and nobody would ever know. There isn't anybody. I live like a mile and a half away from everybody.
Wow.
But
Garrett will be right on.
Yeah, no, but there are for the anti-abortion bill, there are both sides calling. I've actually gotten 4 calls today since I've been home.
Oh,
and not yesterday. What was it? Saturday when I was at work, I got a phone call at work for and this is a lie guy.
Doesn't that occur to people how annoying this is to people?
Well, and at least this one was a live guy.
Oh, all right. Well, that's
so
better.
I got to debate with him for a couple seconds. You know, he calls and he tells me his name, and he's a businessman from Sioux Falls. And
all right, but that at least shows somebody has some interest, not that somebody hired a machine.
Well, yeah, and that's what I told him. I was like, you know, I'll stand here and talk to you for a minute because you're a real person.
Okay, I got, darling, the show's over. I'm sorry. Thank you. Bye.
Problem.
I'll be
Thank
here
you.
Tomorrow
Bye-bye.
If we're all alone. We'll see what happens. Big day tomorrow.
Your America, the way it ought to be.
Real Liberals Talk Radio,
Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Bush is taking part in the last day of his last national campaign with visits to Florida, Arkansas, and Texas. AP's Mark Smith is in Pensacola.
If Republicans really are in for a drubbing, you'd never know it from this rally here in the Florida Panhandle. With the opening of polls just hours away, the President and the First Lady have been greeted by the throaty roar of a crowd in a darkened Pensacola Civic Center, kicking off a last-minute three-state campaign finale. Bush aides say they're heartened by new polls hinting at a tightening race, even though those polls still give the edge to Democrats. Mark Smith with the President, Pensacola, Florida.
The Democrats want to turn poll numbers into votes to wrest control of Congress from the GOP. This woman in Prince George's County, Maryland, tells WJLA television she's worried the candidates from both parties are just using voters.
It gets my attention to actually see them coming out into the public, but my concern is, when it's all said and done, are you going to come back?
A CNN poll shows voters preferring Democrats by 20 points over Republicans. Two other surveys, one from Pew, the other from the Washington Post ABC, show the gap between 4 and 6%. Signs are Fidel Castro might not be regaining his health as quickly as expected. The AP's Vanessa Arrington reports from Havana that Cuba's foreign minister is backing away from earlier predictions that Castro will be back in power by early next month.
The foreign minister of Cuba, Felipe Perez Roque, he originally had said that he would be back by December, but it sounds like they have reassessed that analysis.
Castro turned 80 in August. The celebration was rescheduled for December as he recovered from that surgery. Students have been evacuated from a couple of schools because of heavy smoke from a wildfire in Southern California. The blaze threatens homes and a golf course in Rialto, about 60 miles from Los Angeles. Firefighters have that blaze about 30% contained. This is AP Radio News. A Texas prosecutor kills himself after reportedly being caught up in one of those NBC Dateline child predator stings. Murphy Police Sergeant Snow Robertson was with a SWAT team trying to serve a warrant on Bill Conrad.
As we're going down the hall, clearing the house, Mr. Conrad came out into the hallway, put a gun to his head, and fired one round.
Investigators say Conrad solicited sex with someone he thought was a 13-year-old, but who was actually an internet decoy. The Reverend Ted Haggard is featured in Jesus Camp, a documentary which follows a group of children who attend evangelical churches. In one scene from the film shot last year, Haggard preaches against homosexuality. He also looks into the camera and jokes, "I think I know what you did last night. If you send me $1,000, I won't tell your wife." The pizza guy, dry cleaners, grocers deliver in New York. Apparently so does the dealer. More dope smokers, especially professionals in New York, ordering in, getting home deliveries of pot. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Bob, we've got a situation.
Go ahead.
Movers tried to get the piano down the back stairs.
How bad is it?
Real bad. What about tonight's concert?
I'll call Joe's House of Pianos. You pick it up.
Is it in the piano district?
That's right, the piano district. Get directions with your next LGPS.
Will do.
Hurry.
Get the power to connect instantly with over 20 million people coast to coast on the world's largest walkie-talkie network from the number one wireless provider of GPS solutions. And now get the new i670 for just $49.99 after $50 mail-in rebate. Call 877-7-NEXTEL or visit a Sprint or Nextel retailer near you. Nextel. Only from Sprint. GPS claim based on available applications. Offer ends November 4th, 2006. Requires new activation with two-year agreement. Credit approval, $36 activation, and $200 early termination fees and other restrictions apply. Allow 8 to 12 weeks for rebate.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-916-2965. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-916-2965. For your free tape, call 1-800-916-2965. 1-800-916-2965.
Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors. Are you tired of high tax rates and being a target for lawsuits? Then consider incorporating in tax-free Nevada. Nevada is extremely corporate-friendly and pro-business. It offers some tremendous benefits that other states don't. Nevada has no corporate or personal taxes, and Nevada allows for a higher level of privacy for a business and its owners. So if privacy, asset protection, and tax savings are important to you, call Nevada State Corporate Network at 866-854-5282. If you have a business or personal assets, you need to protect yourself and your family from lawsuits. The bulletproof protection from Nevada corporations makes it virtually impossible to get at your hard-earned assets. Get the protection you need and all the tax benefits you're entitled to. Incorporate today before it's too late. Call the knowledgeable experts at Nevada State Corporate Network for a free consultation. They can get you incorporated by phone in just minutes. Call now. 866-854-5282. 866-854-5282. That's 866-854-5282.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
Yeah? Well, we got a three-hour program. How about that against our 72-hour program? Hello, Americans. We are so close. Have more fun than they're ever going to have. Good to have you with us here on a Monday. 1-877-934-6833. Our phone rang all weekend long. Of course, we were in and out going after Dedertz. But the phone just rang and rang and rang. I'm sure it was these robocalls that were going on, you know? And I'm sure you got them as well, too. But we're in the final stretch drive here. We got 3 hours before the big day, one show. Coming up in the program, Howard Dean will be here a little bit later on. Of course, we're going to embrace John Lash again just before. Wouldn't that be something if he took Astor down? Byron Dorgan will be here. His book, Take This Job and Ship It, which I think is a great voter guide for America. Reading that book, I don't think there's anybody out there that hasn't been affected by the theme of his book and the content that's in it. All right, and also John Patisse, the general, the retired general, we're going to ask him what he thinks about this Army Times editorial that Rummy ought to be gone. And Tom Daschle will be here as well, going to give you a parallel as to what they did in South Dakota to defeat Daschle. And, folks, what is unfolding in the state of Montana? This was pretty much a safe haven here the last month or so for Tester. Tester, who's been so quiet, I guess you could say he's just been doing boots on the ground. He's just been being very methodical in his approach. He won't come on his program. He's afraid he's going to get on, and I've never been a real fan of that kind of campaigning. I mean, if you can't talk to the people off the top of your head, we're never going to know who you are. That's why I make a big deal out of Senator McCaughey in Virginia. I mean, that's who he is. Off the top of his head, what you see is what you get. And I'm a little miffed as to why their campaign has played it so close to the vest. Man, this is charge time. That's what this is. This is attack. This is to get after it. This is tell it like it is. This is how you win. Anyway, the Burns campaign is using 13,000 volunteers and 100 professionals flown in last week by the Republican National Committee. Folks, and of course, Shooter's been out there. Bush has been out there. I mean, they're pulling out all stops to save that Montana seat. The other reason why they want Burns to win is because they're going to need his help on the Ag Committee. Because they're going to gut the Farm Bill. You're not going to recognize the Farm Bill. I guarantee you that. The Help to Rural America, which has been all red states, are going to need to get as much political power on that committee as they possibly can. Burns' campaign said it has contacted 60,000 known Republican supporters Saturday by phone or knocking on doors. Now,